You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1227 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What's up, y'all?
Tracy, I found my the place that I love to go to is on Ranker, and they always give me these lists. This was our mysterious places considered to be the Area 51 of their country.
Oh.
The first one is the haunted Hoyabachu Forest. It's called the so-called Bermuda Triangle of Romania. Now, we've actually done a complete episode on this, but we'll cover this anyway for those who might not have heard it.
Okay.
And our friends from Bobby Mackey's, the Gatekeepers Paranormal, they've actually been over there twice.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
As the homeland of the fictional vampire Dracula, Transylvania, a region in Romania, has creepy credentials beyond repute. But Transylvania has another claim to unsettling fame. It's the home of Hoyabachu Forest, considered among the world's most haunted woods. Fitting in with the Transylvania's rich history of the myths and the legends, Hoyabachu is home to decades of unexplained phenomena and paranormal sightings. Trees there grow in strange shapes and patterns. There's also a circular clearing in the forest center where nothing grows. Besides local legends about people's disappearances and sometimes weird appearances, the forest is associated with other unexplained circumstances. Phones have been known to malfunction in the forest, and people sometimes report feeling ill while visiting it. Interest in Hoyabachu as a center of paranormal activity began in earnest in 1968 after Emil Barnea, who was formerly employed by the Romanian military, released a photo of a UFO that he said he and his girlfriend spotted above the tree circle. As journalist Sophie Buchan recounted in The Independent, what differentiates this story from other UFO claims is that Barnea had nothing to gain from reporting the sighting and everything to lose. The communist government equated a belief in the paranormal with madness and state sabotage, and Barnea lost his job in a country which had no support for the sect.
Oh, man. So was the thing hovering, or was it above the bald circle? Was that what you're saying?
Yeah. Just above the tree circle. Not really. Yeah, so it was kind of over the same part there. I know when we talked to the young ladies at Gatekeeper Paranormal, when they went there, they were talking about there were some people there that had, like, knives and stuff like that that were doing rituals out there, and it kind of freaked them out a little bit.
Dang, when did they go there?
They went there, I think, a year ago, and then they went there, like, 3 years ago. Yeah, they literally just went, like, last year.
Wow. Well, at least I got to see some interesting stuff.
Absolutely. Let's do India. Theirs is the, I'm going to butcher this. The Padmanabhaswasam. Let's do a different country. What goes on in Mezhgorye, a Russian town, is closed to the public. The town of Mezhgorye in Russia's Ural Mountains is likely to appear on tourist itineraries, but it's closed to the public. Instead, it's the site of a top-secret and mysterious subterranean military base, and all visitors here must obtain permission to go there. No one seems to know precisely what goes on at the military complex, but some clues exist. It was designed to be a safe place during a nuclear attack, and even though the Cold War officially ended decades ago, Russia maintains and has expanded the site's nuclear safeguards. It's possible that Mezhgorye is a storage facility for nuclear weapons, a military laboratory, or something else entirely the world may never know.
I was going to say, if you got permission, why would they give you permission to go in there and see that?
Yeah, I don't think they would. Well, I think maybe you would have to be in the military to get permission of some sort, like a colonel or something like that. I'm going to try this India thing again because I feel bad about giving up. India's Padmanabhaswam Temple contains a mysterious sealed vault that might hold untold riches. Actually, you know, I think I've done a story on this at some point in time because I remember looking it up. Southern India's temple is widely reputed to be the world's richest religious site. It dates to at least the 8th century and honors the good Vishnu. The god Vishnu. For centuries, Hindus made gifts and offerings to Vishnu at the temple, and their gifts, along with some of the royal family's wealth, were stored in the temple's vaults. In 2011, most of the vaults were opened, yielding golden treasures worth billions.
That's cool. So what happened? They just left to leave it there?
I guess. But one vault remained sealed, Vault B, the most mysterious chamber, and the one rumored to be the most bejeweled. Legend has it that whoever opens a Vault B risks catastrophe. According to some urban myths, cobras guard the vault.
Ooh-wee. Well, Lord, how old are these cobras?
In 2020, India's Supreme Court declined to open it. Its ruling seemed to validate claims from both the Travancore royal family, who considered themselves to be servants of the temple, and religious officials who have positioned Vault B's potential wealth as a religious matter. To reaffirm their stance, the royal family even arranged for a ceremony to determine how Vishnu felt about the prospect of opening the vault. According to the astrologer involved in the ceremony, it is advised that the wealth found in the chambers is not moved out. There are not just valuables, but also divine, and displacing this will invite the wrath of the Lord.
Dang.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, that's deep right there. It's just a shame, though, all that stuff just hanging out in the dang vault.
Yeah, because what's Vishnu going to do with it?
Let's guard this so it can just sit here in a cave.
Yeah.
I mean, and how many snakes did they have to be? How many sex did all the snakes have to have?
You do realize sex, snakes and sex don't happen.
They don't?
No.
How it happened? How they have new snakes?
They have eggs, and the other snakes fertilize the eggs.
Really?
I don't know. That's the way it works with some animals, though.
Oh.
It's like, I don't think chickens bang. I think the rooster just fertilizes the eggs after.
Chickens bang. Ah, that's funny.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, I could use some of those jewels. I'd like to be bejeweled. Give it up, sister.
Let's take a trip to India.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Welcome to episode 1228 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Sup?
So we covered yesterday some of those other countries, Area 51. So we're going to pick back up on that today. The first one we're going to talk about is called the Zone of Silence. It's in Mexico's Mapimi Biosphere Reserve, and it's supposedly a communication dead zone.
Oh, well, hence the silent zone.
I feel bad because I thought I was the only one who used that. That's what I use for our bedroom. I use it as a communication dead zone, but apparently I'm not the only one. They've already got it and probably got it on t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to put it on t-shirts, but no, mm-hmm. I don't want to get sued.
Mm-hmm.
They might have had it for me. The Mapimi Biosphere Reserve in Mexico's Chihuahua Desert shows natural ecosystems in the area, but it also is home to something else. La Zona del Silencio, or the Zone of Silence. Wasn't that the one I used on Get Smart? That was the Cone of Silence. Remember that?
Yeah. The Zone of Silence.
Why the noiseless nickname? According to urban legends, radio signals and cell phone service supposedly fail in the area. Some people say the zone is also silent because strange things happen there that aren't communicated to the public. In 1970, for example, a U.S. rocket test went wrong when a device mistakenly landed in the Zone of Silence. The rocket had radioactive components, so the U.S. sent a team to clean the surrounding area, prompting some to wonder if there was a cover-up. The zone is also where many people have claimed to have witnessed paranormal activity, including UFOs and alien visitors.
That'd be cool.
You know, I don't consider UFOs paranormal.
I don't really either.
That's something completely different, I think.
Or is it either?
Either. Tomato, tomato.
I don't feel that way either.
I don't know if I consider like cryptids, like Bigfoot and stuff, the same way either. I think they're their own thing.
Yeah, they're just cool stuff.
I think ghosts and stuff like that are
paranormal. Yeah, me too.
Well, here's something. The U.S. maintains a secretive spy base in the Australian outback.
Good day, mate.
If Holly, if you could just see your face when you would do that.
I don't do nothing. I just say it. I say, good day, mate. Why do I do?
If Hollywood or the New York Times bestseller list is to be believed, the U.S. maintains a robust spy network across the world with espionage bases tucked away in nature.
Wow, that sounds serious.
If Pine Gap in Australia is any indication, the stories about American espionage aren't totally overblown. Pine Gap, located south of Alice Springs in Australia's outback, which is, that's right.
That's what you get at Outback.
Alice Springs chicken. It was born during the Cold War in an effort to surveil the Soviet Union and other countries. Both Australia and the U.S. maintain the base. Although Pine Gap purports to the surveillance center, no one knows what exactly takes place there. Former National Security Agency employee Edward Snowden leaked information in 2013 about American activities, including evidence that Pine Gap contributed to both intelligence activities and military operations. So, good for Edward. It also says, indeed, some people have determined that Pine Gap's claims of being a national security center downplay is more dubious activities, as scholar Richard Tainter told The Intercept in 2017. Pine Gap is involved, for example, in the geolocation of cell phones used by people throughout the world, from the Pacific to the edge of Africa. It shows us that Pine Gap knows the geolocations. It derives the phone numbers. It often derives the content of the communications. It provides the ability for the American military to identify and place in real time the location of targets of interest. So they basically can take any cell phone in the world and track exactly where it's at just by the cell phone number. So let that be a fact.
That's all up in my business.
Yeah. Does that bother you at all that somebody can actually track you at any point in time without your knowledge?
It does bother me. Well, it does bother me, but it's like a catch-22. But it wouldn't bother me if I was held hostage somewhere or in a bad wreck somewhere and they could pinpoint where I was. That would be okay.
Right.
But other than that, get out of my stuff.
Here's a quick one. South Africa's Pilindaba Nuclear Research Center was the target of an attack, and no one knows who organized it or why. The nucleus of South Africa's nuclear program is the Pilindaba Nuclear Research Center, a facility near Pretoria, the country's capital. Although the facility has been operational since the 1960s, it hasn't stuck to one thing. Instead, it's taken on a variety of nuclear activities, including development of weapons, medications, and nuclear reactors for energy. Its work has been made the target of a mysterious attack. In 2007, four men attempted to raid the facility, shooting an employee in the process. Their raid was unsuccessful, and they escaped before officials could capture and question them, leaving their motives unknown. Who were they, and why they had attacked the plant? What were they looking for? Were they rogue actors? Were they insiders, thieves,
the Beatles,
international agents, or something else entirely? According to the Center of Public Integrity, an independent report concluded the raid was a carefully planned operation, that it relied on inside help, that those involved had special training, and it was probably targeted nuclear explosives.
I'm surprised they got out of there. I mean, how in the heck they do that?
And that could have been, I mean, that could have been a disaster.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So big that we couldn't even begin to think about how big of a disaster that would be. So,
wow.
All right, guys, that wraps it up for this week. We love you guys.
We love y'all.
Thanks. We'll talk to you later. Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.